Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Real quick, I want to remind everyone in the Southern California neck of the woods, we have our monthly Grace Encounter coming up on the 29th of October. That is this coming Saturday night. If you are anywhere near Victorville, California, and want to join us, we would be honored to have you set in on our time of fellowship together. We just commune on what God's doing in our lives. We walk through some scripture. I've been teaching from Paul's letter to the Colossians. We are in the third chapter this month. If you want details on location, I'll spare all of you the details and just send you to my website, paulwhiteministries.com. Click on the big icon that says schedule. I think it looks like a calendar on the homepage, and it'll tell you where we'll be in October and November. In November, we're going to be in Florida for a few days ministering, both in a home and in a church. So we'd love to see some of you in the Florida area. I'll tell you more about that as we hit the end of the month or the beginning of November. We are in Romans chapter 1, verse 10. It feels odd to jump into the middle of this verse because it's really the middle of a sentence. So I'm going to read 9 and 10 together. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit, in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. This thought of desiring to come be with the people at Rome will be picked up again way up in the 15th chapter. This is, again, another reference to Paul's sort of circular style of writing. He's in a conversation. He will get back to this. If you were so desirous to see him come back to this, when you get to Romans 15:22, Paul starts to talk about his plans to visit and some of the other places that he's going. And he says in verse 29, I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And then he begs for their prayers. And so Paul's intention from the very outset of Romans 1 was to write a letter of greeting full of the gospel to the church at Rome. It's what he does. And his heartbeat is to let them know that he wants to be with them in person. And here's that heart coming out in verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. And I love that idea that Paul lays out of wanting to come and impart a spiritual gift. It's what he tells Timothy that he had given him by the laying on of hands. And there's something so important about, and I want to say this correctly, we talked a lot about sort of contact in my days in Pentecost, you know, being touched by the man of God or some of those experiences. And it's easy when you come into the understanding of the finished work or grace to start to think that those things perhaps aren't valid, that it doesn't have anything to do with being touched by a man. And while I do not think that a man can bring you the fullness of Christ, there is certainly something to be said for the New Testament apostles and disciples' attitudes about the man or woman of God, and that they can, by impartation, be a blessing to you. Paul believed it, Paul preached it. So there is something to be said, but I think it's done by inspiration of the Spirit. Paul feels inspired of the Spirit to say this, and I've done it as well. I've felt inspired of the Spirit to lay hands on someone and put an impartation. And we talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. We'll
see
you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.